Blog Talk Radio. Breaking Chains. Breaking Chains is a show that will break generational curses that are holding our youth and families in bondage. It's freedom time.
Freedom time.
You're now listening to Breaking Chains with your host, Minister Roderick Williams.
Good evening and welcome. Peace and blessings to everyone. Welcome to Breaking Chains. It's a special assignment. It's Monday evening. I tell you, I could say musty too. Musty Monday. Woo, woo, woo. Like to give honor, glory, and praise to the Godhead, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I tell you what, it's going to be one of those Mondays where we got to just step into some things and just step hardcore. Let's kick our Monday off, and it's a special assignment right here on Blog Talk Radio.
We living in some perilous times, people. And the truth that can set us all free has been so greatly misrepresented that some of y'all think it's a lie. But this world is deceiving. These heathens got you believing that you be needing products, find value in a company. Bust their bubble, cut the strings of their puppetry and wizardry. And my father gave me a calling, so it's up to me. I'm feeling froggy, so a leaf will Kermit keep on sipping tea. And our sisters, they wail and weep because they lose their dignity. Unarmed brothers lose their lives behind the barrel of PD. But incarceration and genocide is in the street. Never let your value be determined by a society that uses people and love things that's material. And don't think that you have to prove yourself to religious people that are caught up in external and neglected spiritual. Overcome the stronghold of oppression, manifesting the blessing that's burning inside of your spirit. And greater is he who live inside of me. So this evil, wicked world, I don't have to fear.
I don't even know why the truth the people will deny. It's time for everybody to find one kingdom under the Most High. I don't even know why the truth the people will deny. It's time for everybody to find one kingdom under the Most High.
Your Creator made you so fearfully and wonderfully in His likeness, but this world is deceiving. We gotta fight just to reclaim our identity from the thievery, optical illusions of circumstances and scenery. If the puppet master orchestrating techniques of a discord, please renew our minds from all of this, Lord. You are not irrelevant, replaceable, or expendable. And even the most broken life, it is mendable. And if you let the light inside it permeate and penetrate and pollinate your perspective so you can emulate the one and only one that'll get you right and get you straight. And there's nothing stronger than this love. Forget the hate. And if we just truly understood this abundant life that was waiting for us, we would never just live as a tourist. And if you and I would truly unify, it will be amazing. The harmonious dynamics of living chorus.
I don't even know why the truth the people will deny. It's time for everybody to find one kingdom under the Most High. I don't even know why the truth the people will deny.
All right, yeah, welcome back to Breaking Chains, a special assignment. What's up with you, Reverend Hot Rods on your radio? Got my main man, Rodney Tuma, on the radio. Brother Rodney X, how you doing? Good evening, brother.
What's up? Peace and blessings, brother. How you doing?
Peace and blessings, man. Welcome back. Welcome back. You was out on that special assignment last week, man. It's good to hear your voice on the air. We got a special guest on the air with us tonight, man. He's going to be chiming in with us tonight on whatever we throw on these airwaves. Minister Jackson, he's calling us from Ohio, but he's a Mobile native, brother. And
amen.
Good evening, Minister Jackson. Welcome on the airwaves.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome to the airway. So check this out. I threw something out there, and we said we're not going to go. So I agree with you, brother, about the youth. So let's step this up a little higher then. Okay, so how about this right here? That song say unify. Nothing can move forward until the brothers come together. Okay?
Amen.
So let's talk about the brothers, Ski. The brothers, the real men. Because you are about knowledge, you're about teaching, and you're about educating. So you go out to the youth every day and bring some things and knowledge. Okay, so when our youth go back into that environment, where the environment is all shaky and unstable. Is it some hope at home in helping to get our men back on some solid ground? And that's the question I want to throw at you first. Is there some hope for the men, some real men, to get back on solid ground with some help and some guided light?
It's always gonna be help as long as we got God. God
is
the only common denominator that we know that is real and is tangible. So there's always that possibility from impossible. There's none. That's how I feel, you know.
Okay, so I'm glad you say that. I'm glad you say that, because that's going to lead me to my part B to that first question. Here's the part B. There's a lot of confusion wrapped around what your answer was. God. Everybody's pulling a different direction when it comes to God. So everybody, you and I are on one accord with God. You know what I'm saying? You and I have conversations off the mic. We've had those conversations. So when it comes to that, we read all of this stuff on Facebook about different things. So if there's so many different directions, are we all on the one same common denominator of the same God?
Oh, you asking me or you asking the brother? What's the brother's name? That's the only one is?
TJ Jackson, Brother Jackson.
First of all, I'd like to say peace and blessings, brother. How you doing, Brother Jackson?
Thank you, my brother. God, to God be the glory. Likewise.
Yes, sir.
I was going to ask him those same questions too, Ski. I'm sorry, man. I was going to give them to him too. I was throwing them at you first.
Yeah, that's our homeboy, though. I just wanted to say what's up. I don't know if we ever met or we
I wasn't
going to
ignore him. I wasn't ignoring him.
Yeah, so part B of your question was saying what in a nutshell? What would you ask me, brother?
Well, you know the difference
in and out.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You know the different pulls on the different ways that there's no God. That you know God is there.
Oh,
you know
about
the
religion and God.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, there's all different kinds of religions and everything, and everybody has a belief system. But there's only one reality, you know, and the reality is God. That's we didn't come from a single drop of sperm. It was a process, and God is the process. I think a lot of times, like, we get so caught up in religion and everything, but all of us believe in one God. All of us believe in charity. You know what I'm saying? And all of us know right from wrong. Those are the strongest foundation we can have. Other than that, if we're talking, we're just being frivolous. We have to understand. Mm. You know, a lot of times we try to make things too complicated. You know, as long as you believe in some higher reality and the higher power, and we're like that. And if you don't, then we still have to respect each other. You know, as men and as women. You know, as everybody has individual thoughts. Can we work together with people who might not feel like atheists? Or we still are. That's still our brother and sister, regardless of what you call yourself. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So that's how I feel about it. You know. Yes, sir, Brother Jackson.
I'm in total agreement with my brother when he first opened up about hope. And as long as we have the breath of God in our bodies, there's hope.
Absolutely.
But we got to get out and spread the word, you know. And as he was saying, you know, we have different beliefs. We have it's a different system for different people. But yet we, as men of God, we got to continue to spread the word. We don't force the word on anyone, you know. It's about free will. But we got to spread what we've gotten from that Bible without fear, favor, or compromise. You know, regardless to what they believe in, we're not going to force them. We're just going to do what God has called us to do, and that's to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you want to hear it, then so be it. If not, we shake the dust off our feet and we keep it moving, because we can't be stagnated trying to make people believe in God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You know, we got to keep it moving. We spread the word. We share it with compassion. We love on one another, you know, regardless of what their beliefs. Like my brother said, we still sisters and brothers. We still have to have that love of God. But we got to be bold. We got to be confident, and we got to move by faith. So, like I say, we don't force God's word on anybody, because God is a gentleman, and we are gentlemen. We are ambassadors for God. So all we can do is just spread the word. All we can do is spread the word. Whether they accept it or not, that's on them. They're going to have to stand before Jesus Christ all by themselves. But he's not accepting. Well, I didn't know when Minister TJ, when we were spreading that word, it's no excuse anymore. You know, it's no excuse. We don't change God's. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying you're right, brother. I mean, I'm just piggybacking on what you're saying. The greatest thing that we can do by trying to spread the word of God, I think, is the greatest thing we can do is walk it in our everyday life. You know, that's the greatest thing we can do. I can tell you about God all day, but if I can see God in you walking,
amen.
I can see God in how you move and you navigate through this madness that we call the world today, then that gives me a better opportunity to receive the God and receive what you're telling me if I haven't been.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen. And that's what the word of God lets us know, that we are epistles. People are watching. People are watching more so. They're watching our actions more so than listening to our words. But then when they listen to the words and see the action, they see the coincidence of it taking place. And like
Absolutely.
You said, we gotta walk by example. It's just like you were saying, Pastor Rod, we talking about walking the walk and talking the talk. You know, we can't just be hearers. We got to be hearers and doers. We got to join in. We got to attach each one to one another. People are watching more so than what they're hearing, you know.
And that's done on a daily basis. And both of you are right. And that's something that we have to do on a daily basis every day.
Amen.
And that's something that's done. And once we continue to do that, that's how, and that's something that Brother Rodney said a few weeks ago. We was talking, it's something, bro. And when we were on the air, bro, you made a statement, and you said something. You were saying that every day when you go out, it's about somebody that you are reaching and touching around you. So on a daily basis, the more people you get out there and you're seeing and you're touching and they're seeing you walking that walk, that's how many lives you're changing. You can't
Amen.
Save the world. You know what I'm saying? That was done. So that's not our responsibility to do. Our job is to go out there and save as many lives as we're responsible for, because we got
Amen.
Lives that's put in our hands. So, you know, and that's something. Brother, I want to ask you something, and I'm talking to Rodney X there, because he's out there every day in those schools. I know that you're touching lives every day. So when these young people are getting out and they're getting ready to start lives, I want to ask you about some of your past students that you've had that have achieved through your programs. How many of your students have you seen here lately, and how are they doing now? I just want to get some of your positive progress reports, because see, one thing, and I'm asking you about that because some young people today feel like they can't do it, and when you hear some progress reports of kids that felt that they can't do it and made it because of somebody that didn't give up on them. You don't give up on your young people. And you keep up with them. And I've read about some of them because you post about them, and I see them. How are your young people doing today, brother?
As far as mine?
Because you pushed a lot of them out there, man.
I've been mentoring for about 18 years.
Yeah, I know.
I've had some students that went on to graduate college and became winning their career fields. And doing great work right now. It's several that, you know, I can name. My whole thing is, though, for me is when the people that I've been to when they go and they come back and do, and mentor, and like to just get a little bit briefly on what you had said earlier when we was talking about, you can't get discouraged when you go out with the spirit that you want to go out and save the world, and then you get discouraged because it's so vast what you're trying to do. But what we can do is affect those people that we come in contact with on a daily basis. And right. I learned that the hard way. You know, when you get excited about new information and stuff, you want to get out there and get busy and get down, and then you come to the realization that everybody's not receptive to that at all right. the time. And then you feel like you ain't doing enough, because if you could get caught up in social media and news, you're seeing something like going on every day that's negative toward the community. And if you're trying to build and always show positive things, then you get discouraged. But the only people that we can really come in contact and control is, first of all, is ourselves. And the rest of the people that we come in contact with on a daily basis, that's who we can affect. If I can help you be a more spiritually positive, or I can help you financially, emotionally, any kind of those endeavors, if I can help you, then we're doing good. But if I'm in your circle and you're the smartest person in that circle, you need to change your friends or change that circle, because there's no growth in that. You have to be around people that are smarter than you, the people that have vision that you just don't have. But you evolve constantly. But if I'm not around people that are challenging me on a daily basis, that I'm around, and the only thing we always talk about are things that doesn't help me to be better or help you to be better, because many are sharp and steel, then what friends or what do we call ourselves having? Are we friends? Do I love you? You can tell me all day you love me, but if you're not showing me and helping me to evolve and become a better person, then that ain't no love. You're just running your mouth.
My Lord.
You see what I'm saying?
My Lord.
So I have a lot of young men that I've helped, and a lot of them are a work in progress. You know, everybody, I don't have a white, lily white, you know, report card. No, I have some that, a couple of them, a young man named Tracy, that I was mentoring him, he was helping me with the school, at the school place. He was murdered 3 weeks ago. Somebody killed him. Somebody shot his other friend in the back of the head. So a lot of the young men that I deal with on a daily basis, they don't have two parent households. They don't have educated parents. Both parents are educated and responsible. You know, I deal with that front line, and that's not a beautiful line a lot of times. But the process of seeing someone individual that you have to pull back layers in their life and break down those walls because they built it up, because their whole life has been hopeless, and all they've seen were things that an immature mind or a child's brain should not have saw. So a lot of these young people that we're working with and dealing with, they have PTSD.
That's right.
You know, and when I say that, I'm not saying that in a way that PTSD can be somebody that in their household who they see get abused, their mom and dad, who they see their mom and dad abused, or mostly it's a single-parent household, they see their parents abusing drugs, they don't have food to eat. You know, that's PTSD for a young child that's in the – and that's who we deal with. So before we can even get into the shape of trying to shape our young people and momentum, we got to pull back those layers so they'll give us trust, because they don't trust
That's
nobody.
Right. That's right.
Because they see the hypocrisy. They see the hypocrisy in us as adults, that we say do that, but we don't do that. And
That's
we haven't
right.
given them much as far as us as black people, black men, black women, the generation, civil rights generation, the millennials, the baby boomers. We haven't really gave them any kind of security to let them know that they're going to be all right or they have success. We're not leaving them as parents with nothing but our last names, you know, and we're not leaving them with wealth. We're not educating them on wealth
and
literacy. So that they can, so now no matter what they do, they'll be able to maintain themselves and know how to navigate through their financial responsibility. Because when we deal with seniors, they're about to go out in the world, get kicked out the nest. And if you don't have
sure.
survival skills and you're going to college and you think somebody from the baby should just say, Doug or Mike, stop the talking. Did you do your homework? Ain't nobody from the baby since you're in college.
Mm-hmm.
That's over with.
Mm-hmm.
So you go there and clown and act like you want to act and don't do what you work, and by your end of your freshman year, you'll be coming home as a failure.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to stop that. We have to really be on top of that kind of stuff, brother.
That's right.
Amen.
Absolutely. That's
Amen.
Real talk.
So, you know,
that's real talk.
So when you when we talk about, you know, as mentors, we're trying to talk about, we got great stories. I know a lot of young people that are doing great things, and I try to navigate through that and balance that and have some clarity, because we know that all they see every day, whether it's on social media, the news, the TV, is negative stereotype stuff that they see about us, you know. And if we don't give a balance to that, what you'll see is a hopeless generation like we're seeing today. Because when we go into schools and we deal with the high school students and everything, we have to stay in there and constantly break those chains in their brain and their minds to think a different way. And I'm talking about, it's an everyday process. I go into different schools. We got 8 weeks. We teach them credit literacy for all the seniors. When we go into this class, the first 30 minutes of the class, which we need the whole hour, but the first thing we have to constantly tell them, because they're not taking life serious. They're not taking what we're trying to give them seriously. You know what I'm saying? So every time we got to get in, we got to talk about everything, and the reason why you should not be doing what you're doing, and the reason why you should grasp this information, and letting you know that if you don't have your credit together, if you don't know about this credit, you're going to be bombarded with credit cards from these different financial lenders, and you're going to take those credit cards along with your student loans. By the time you become a senior in college, you'll be so deep in debt that you will have no way to navigate through anything, because you have student loans, and then you'll be the one swipe crazy and join the swipe nation with those credit cards, and not knowing that the only way that you can maximize your scores is only using 30% of that. Just different stuff like that, brother. I don't mean to go off and get all that, but I'm just saying this is the stuff that we deal with on a daily basis when we deal with these young people. So,
that's right. Absolutely.
Wow.
Oh, that's real talk, bro. That's the stuff that needed to go out.
That's
why we discussed it.
Amen.
You know, that's why we're talking about it. Bro Jackson?
Yeah. You know, I applaud my brother. I applaud you as well, Minister Rob, because there's some things that need to be heard. There's some things that need to be said. It's time out for sugarcoating. You know, we got to be straight up with this generation, because this is a different type of demon that we're dealing with, the technological demon, you know. We don't change God's message. We change our method in reaching them, you know. So we got to be radical. But at the same time, we got to show some compassion and love. Like, you know, no matter what your surrounding was, no matter what your upbringing was, there's still people that care. There's still people that's willing to take time out and show you love and try to get you on that straight and narrow path, you know. There's still people that have a hope for you. There's still people that believe in you. That's the word that I'm looking for, that believe in you no matter what's going on at home, no matter what's going on in the neighborhood. We got some men and women that are truly committed to our young people, you know, but we just can't be just talking. We got to get out amongst the highways and the byways and let them know that, hey, there's a better life for you. There's a different road that you have to travel. You don't have to be the drug dealer on the corner. You don't have to just try to be that supernatural athlete. You know, knowledge
is
power. The books are power.
Yes,
you know, and that's something. If you get injured in college on a scholarship playing football, you still got that degree to fall back on. You know, you don't like Mama and them used to say, you don't put all your eggs in one basket. You got too much. It's too many sources out there. But in order for them to know about it, we got to tell them about it. Just like the Word of God, we got to spread the word, but we got to show them that there's different sources. And like, I admire the fact that you're going in every day, man, into these schools. That's what we need, black men that's concerned about this youth thing, man, to let them know, hey, you got some people that's got your back, that's on your side. And it's like not just to just to force the spiritual thing on them. You know, just like you were saying that you help them financially, you know. People love to say, if I do this for them, they're going to do that with it. It's regardless of what they do with it. If somebody asks you for help and you're able to do it, Jesus hung on the cross with the very ones that talked about him, the very ones that nailed the nail in his hand. And he told his father, he asked his father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It's not about what they do with it. It's about what God has called us to do. And he said we're supposed to be cheerful givers. And that's spiritually, physically, financially, materially. You know, just like the word of God in the book of James, it's saying, and I'm paraphrasing, it's saying, okay, this brother comes to you, he's in need of a coat, he's in need of some food, but you tell him to go and be warm and be blessed. That's faith without works. You got to have some works behind what you're saying. You can't just talk the talk.
Absolutely.
You got to show them,
yes,
hey,
that's
I'm willing
right.
to invest
Absolutely.
In your life. I'm willing to show
yes,
you
sir.
That. And that's with no return unto me, because my blessings come from God. So
yes,
I look
sir.
For – the word lets us know. Why we, what do you expect if you can give somebody something and you expect it in return? What do you gain from that? It's the ones that you help that can't give back. It's the ones that you sow seeds into their life that's unable to give back. But just like they come back with a praise report to my brother after all he's invested into them with not looking for anything in return, but their prosperity, their success, that's your blessing. That's
oh,
the
absolutely.
Return that you're looking for. When they say, Brother Rod Ski, Brother Rod, I made it, man.
Yes, sir.
I got this A in this class that I was going through, but you encouraged me saying, don't give up, that you can do it. I got trust. I got faith in you. I got belief in you.
Mm.
I know you can do it, but you got to buckle down. You got to have that hunger and that thirst to succeed. And all we have to do is
absolutely.
Just plant a seed. Somebody else will come along and water it. But
yes,
God
sir.
Is going to give the increase. But we got to be steadfast, unmovable, and unshakable on the word
yeah,
of God, not just talking it. We got to
yes, sir.
Have some works behind that faith.
Yes.
Faith without works
yes,
is
sir.
Dead. Faith without works
absolutely.
Is dead. So many people would love to say, well, I got your back here until you need them. But we got to let them know, hey, brother, you can call me anytime, day or night. If I can help you, I'm going to help you. Even if I have to sometimes do it down myself, because my help comes from the Lord. So by me planting the seed, I know what God is going to do. But we have to be obedient to his word. You know, it's time out for talk. It's time, but more than anything, you know, it's time out for trying to only be just like I was telling someone. About like the Good Samaritan, you know, we say we're going to do this, we say we're going to do that as long as people are around. But when ain't nobody to be seen, we're going to cross the street. We're going to go on the other side of the street, but we claim it to be men and women of God. We claim it to be elders in the church. But we see the person down there in need that's been beaten, that's been left for dead. But we that are claiming the church, we cross the street because ain't nobody around to pat us on the back. Ain't no new center five, ain't no new center 10. You know, ain't nobody there to see what we're doing. So we going to cross the street because there's no accolades. There's no nothing for me to gain from it. But we gain,
yes,
as men and women of God, we gain when they come back and say, bro, thank God for sending you my way. And I know it was God. Because you never talked down to me. You never said, bring this back to me. I'm going to give you this, but I want it back. All you said was, to God be the glory, you know? And we got to be for real about this thing. We got to be for real about this thing. And I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for my brother mentoring. Because it's more people need to feed off of that, you know? Stop sitting back looking. And then the thing about it is you're not just sitting back looking, you're sitting back complaining instead of
yes,
stepping up
do.
To the plate. These young people have been beaten down enough. They need to know that, hey, bro, let me extend my hand to you. Let me help you. Let me lift you up. The only time I'm going to look down on you is to help you up. And the thing about it is people be so, some of these young people are so afraid. People in general are so afraid to accept help because they figure that they're going to be talked about, that somebody's going to find out their business, so they don't want to put their trust in anyone because they've been let down so much in their life. But it's some real people. It's some kingdom building. It's some people standing on the wall. They kingdom building. It's not about them. It's about God being glorified. It's about God being glorified. To God be the glory. Not me, not you, not Roski. We're giving God the glory. We're thanking God for him positioning us to be able to do this. Help us, Holy
yes,
Ghost.
Indeed.
Help us, Holy Ghost.
Yes, indeed. Hey, we're going to take a break. We listen to Breaking Chains. It's a special assignment. We come back. We got another guest on the line. We're going to take this break. It's a Monday night special assignment right here on YAT Radio. It's Breaking Chains. Hang on.
Yeah. Pay attention to everybody.
Devil wears Prada, and he's in the details. So I rock the fight and pay attention to the details. In the meeting fly, wanna tilt the scale and see me fail. God got me angry on the right track, so I want the rail. Covered by the stranger, I'm so fly, I ain't going to hell.
Wake me up from this nightmare, cause all I see on these social sites is a pocket of pictures of females that twerk too for a cheap price. Little dudes, they tone guns, wanna be a thug, so you a killer, right? Showing love, get you killed tonight. Showing money, get a lot of likes. That's Instagram fame overnight. Don't believe those lies, Lucia telling you. The devil's in the details, too much television and radio. Nonsense on YouTube that despise you like the king of Jews when you set the standard for being right. A J. Cole world out here and without Christ. Life. Ain't think twice when I wrote this. Hope all the little kids quote this. Blind eyes being open. No optical illusion, we focus. What they talking about, said I'm preaching. Sympathetically speaking, no deacon. And I'm saying not just on the weekend.
Devil wears Prada, and he's in the details. So I rock beside you and pay attention to the details. In the meeting fly, wanna tilt the scale and see me fail. God got me angry on the right track, so I won't derail. I'm covered by the stranger.
I go through, I know that it's worth it.
Yeah, yeah,
I spit my experiences, blood and sweat and tears over these verses.
Yeah, yeah,
been through hell and I water, so I know I got a lot to work with.
Yeah,
whole lot
yeah,
to work with.
Yeah.
Putting on the devil like I'm surfing on him. Temptations pop up, close the curtains on him. And ain't acting like I'm perfect, homie. Cause I got problems, but I'm working on them. This is a daily walk. Yeah, yeah, a daily walk. People expecting the babes to walk and make mature decision. That's crazy talk. Big brother and I, and I show compassion to the liver, not to try to make it happen with love and kindness. We draw so we can pass them. The least among us is watching your reaction.
Yeah, yeah.
You listen to this chorus and you thinking it's about fashion.
Yeah, yeah.
Come follow me deeper in that water under the rabbit. Pay attention to the detail. A lot of times we fail, need to repent and then bounce back. Back on the scene like a resale. Yeah, see all things work together for good to prevail. But we gotta let go of that sin, cause the thinking is nonsense like a piecemeal.
Devil wears Prada, and he's in the details. So I rock beside you and pay attention to the details. In the meeting fly, wanna tilt the scale and see me fail. God got me angry on the right track, so I won't derail. I'm covered by the stranger, I'm so fly, I ain't going to hell.
Bosses ain't gotta brag about it. Gangsters don't have to advertise. Christians, man, we just walk it out. Niggas see the difference off in our lives. I mess up, won't get penalized. Cause my big bro, he been alive. What he did for me on Calvary, man, that's history. No archives, I got the Holy Spirit, so I ain't tongue tied. I'ma finish the race, man, I don't get tired. And it's still death to religion. You believe that, you forgive it. Said it's all about that relationship. He created it in the beginning. And I refuse to let this go to waste. Had to get a taste of the grace. And all dogs on the but that's why he's so worthy. Second sound like Abraham, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Without money, I'm still something, but without God, I'm nothing. I see the enemy round the corner, put a fresh anointing up on me. I'm plugged into the source, so when he speak, I hear his voice. I'ma rub the kingdom till I go hoarse. They gonna feel me, they ain't got no trust. Yeah,
I'm plugged into the source, so when he speak, I hear his voice. I'ma rub the kingdom till I go hoarse. They gonna feel me, they ain't got no trust. Yeah.
Devil wears Prada, and he's in the details. So I rock beside you and pay attention to the details. In the meeting fly, wanna tilt the scale and see me fail. God got me angry on the right track, so I won't derail. I'm covered by the stranger, I'm so fly, I ain't going to hell.
I'm
so fly, I ain't going to hell.
And I say to you, remove
Young Adults Talk
on YAT Radio.
All right, all right. Welcome back to the special assignment. That's my man, Second Samuel from the Williams Music Group. Oh, man, the devil know details, too, I tell you.
Hey, that was hot. I like that. That was hot. Y'all got to apologize. I apologize to the brothers. I lost my signal early. I was in the elevator, so I lost. But I like that song. You sent me that.
Yeah,
that's real hot. Brother,
yeah, man.
Some truth in there.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's spitting it, ain't he?
Yeah,
he's telling you,
though.
Yeah, the devil know details, y'all. He know everything. He know everything. Hey, y'all, we got another guest on the line calling all the way at the ATL up in the GA. This is the elder, y'all. He's on the line with us tonight. Everybody, Pastor Lionel Gant. How you doing, Pastor Gant? Good evening, sir.
Glory to God. How you doing, Pastor Rod?
All right, all right, all right, all right. We got the brothers on the line today. The special assignment is on the air. And my co-host for tonight on Monday nights, we call him Rodney Toomer, a.k.a. DJ Rod Ski. Brother Rodney X and Minister Jackson is on the line with us tonight.
All right, all right. Hey, brothers, how y'all doing? Well, all right, brother.
How you doing, sir? Nice to talk
God bless
to you. Nice
you,
to meet you, sir.
All right, glory to God. Glad to be here.
So, yeah, so, Pastor, you, I want you to throw some knowledge at us young brothers, because you've been around a while and you've seen a lot, and we want to just hear your voice for a minute and tell us about your feel. I sent you a text on some things about these generational gaps that have happened and what's going on out here, and give me your take on your feel on what's going on. From your perspective, sir.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lord. Yes.
We are living in Bible prophecy right now.
Amen.
Gentlemen, it is amazing, you know, how the Bible prophecies of God are taking place right now in our lifetime, in our generation. Okay. I mean, don't fall for the what we say in the Baptist church, for the sack of sugar, sack of salt. Ha.
Come on.
No. We are living in Bible prophecy right now. I mean, it is an exciting time, brothers. It is a very exciting time. Now, I have to call your attention to the book of Isaiah, chapter 28. And y'all know the scripture where it talks about in chapter 28, in the 10th verse, and it says that we got to take this word and we got to line this word up. Precept upon precept and line upon line.
We got to
give that word to the people. I mean, with beyond the shadow of a doubt, we got to show them that we are living in God's own time. Every commandment and every prophecy of this Bible has purely come to pass. You know, it's like we were living. If we were living in Joseph and Mary's time, when they were fulfilling Bible prophecies saying that a virgin was going to be with child, huh?
Mm.
And at that time,
amen.
You know what Joseph did when he was betrothed? He didn't. First of all, if you go back and read, I mean, you got to study some Bible. You got to study the Bible. If you go back and read stuff, Joseph didn't even want to be. You know, didn't even want to be involved in that, but he was forced to take Mary's name. He was forced to marry her, and once he married her, once he was betrothed to her, for her to come up pregnant, a virgin, and back in them days, they made sure that they was a virgin. They made sure that yes, this is a virgin, and for a virgin to come up pregnant at that time. You know, the word of God said that Joseph was seeking to put her away privately because, you know, he didn't want to make an open show out of it. But the law said that she had to have been stoned to death. All right? She had to have been put away. So he was living in Bible prophecy. okay, after that, you know, the coming of Jesus Christ, after that, you know, the book of Acts, you know, the building of the church. Now we have come to the point where God has told, Abraham that know of a surety in the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis. He said, know of a surety that your descendants were going to be in captivity for 400 years. The book of Jeremiah says in chapter 28, verse 68, that this time we were going to go to Egypt, we were going to go to slavery in ship. And now we have to line the word of God up, precept upon precept. Now we find ourselves in that 400 year of slavery, starting from August 20th, 1619, to August 20th, 2019, marks the end of that 400 years, and we are living in that Bible prophecy where God says he's going to reestablish his people. He's going to make us the head, not the tail, that we're going to be right back in that position that we were in before. And look, brothers, all this is happening right before our eyes. We had our first black president, something my grandmama told me we'll never have. We're number one in every sport out there. We got the number one in tennis. We're number one in gymnastics. We're number one in everything across the board. Look, for the first time, we got Miss Black America, Miss USA, Miss everything. God is reestablishing his people right before our eyes. He said that judgment was going to start at the church. Judgment was first begin at the house of God. And we are witnessing that judgment right now as God is pulling the sheets off of these false prophets. He's pulling the sheets off of these false preachers. He's pulling the sheets off of them. And y'all, we are living in some exciting time. I'm going to get it back to y'all. But I'm just excited. I'm just excited about the time that we're living in now, because every day the news comes on, it's revealing more and more how God is reestablishing his people, how he's bringing us back to be the head and not the tail. Deuteronomy chapter 28 is taking place right before our eyes. Go ahead, brother.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Gann. I appreciate that. He gets really excited, and we love having him on. And that's awesome. Brother Rodney, Pastor Gann brought up something very valid, because you talk about this a lot, about the slavery era. And we got about 17 minutes left of the show. And we want to get some final comments on everybody about this, because the Clotilda is about to had some comments on Facebook about that, and some people asked some questions about where it should go and how it should be handled, and I saw the comments on that. The slavery era and all of this is going on. Slavery era hasn't really been broken yet. I think that all of us need to come together as a people. I think that this is just me personally. I think that us wanting to come in and come under the laws of the Caucasians, and I want to try to sound as not so not so forceful, but I think that us coming under the laws and trying to come in and be a certain way with other people took down our economy, took down Black Wall Street, took down the Black dollar, changed our communities all over the country. And this is just me talking. It killed all of the Black economy right here in right there in downtown era of Mobile, Alabama. The Davis Avenue era crashed because of that, because we wanted to combine our dollars and wanted to look be like whatever we decided that we wanted to do. The segregation and all of these things when they didn't want us. I think one of the old sayings is, right now, if somebody don't want to be bothered with you, why you want to force yourself on them? You know what I'm saying? And we still trying to force ourselves to be a part of somebody that don't want to be around you, don't want to be a part of you. So, you know, we're still trying to be in that part and be in that number. I don't want to be in that number. I don't.
Amen.
And I had a conversation with you the other day, and I needed to call you. So let me publicly just say thank you for the response that you gave me, because I was in that explosive mode. So thank you very much. Everybody, I want to just answer this question. What do we have to do just to keep ourselves, people like myself, to just to stay in a mode to just sit still? You know how a car just had to sit there and stay idled on a cold morning? You had
Amen.
To go out there and mama say, go crank your car. Go crank that car, boy, so it can get warm. You got to go crank that car up so we can get ready to go. The heater done warmed it up. The engine done got warm so we can go. Brother, I want you to say what it do to just sit there and keep idle and stay warm so when it's time to go, we go. You know, I guess that's the best way to put that.
Are you talking to me, brother?
Yeah, bro. I'm sorry to you. I'm sorry.
I was listening to you, brother. you hit so many different areas, brother. You was talking about segregation, integration.
No, I was saying because, you know, I put all that together because we came from that all the way from that era to right now because we that's what kind of killed our community. That's what kind of took us out the game to a certain extent when we was trying to be like them. So right now you got people like us, you know, that's got to sit still right now until it's time for us to make that move. So what do you suggest for us to do to sit there and just to keep the car idled and to just to sit still? Because like I said, you know, I had to call you, Keith, from just, you know, throwing it in drive and smashing that thing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Well, first of all, brother, we got to understand that we weren't slaves. We were enslaved.
Right, exactly.
We can't mix that. We were enslaved. Thanks for that correction. Why would you want to be something other than the original?
Absolutely.
You were the first.
Absolutely.
How can you be an imitation of yourself? We've taken on a mindset of those who don't think like this and not have the nature like we have. Our nature came from God. We were naturally born, but we've taken on a whole other mindset. That's when they're talking about having the mindset of the beast. When you take on their culture, and we have a culture, we set culture. We do
That's
everything.
Right.
But why would we want to be something other than who we are? Because we got knocked in the head, brother. When you stripped of your knowledge, your God, your language, your culture, everything about you, and you were stripped of everything. And this was indoctrinating you not for 10 years, not for 50 years, but for about 4.5 centuries.
100.
That's right. Mm. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And when you came to integrate, when you came to segregation, in segregation, we had to deal and go to mom and pop stores. The black dollar in the black community in the 60s, it crossed time about 28 days. Now, you know how long the black dollar remains in the black community? For 6 minutes.
Six minutes
to go down to Abdul's store, right down the street, down to Abdul's store and buy something from out of store. And that money ain't circulating in the community. That money going to the bank. A bank that's not going to give you a loan or nothing. Because of your company. Some of us still, because we don't know, we still shop. We still take our money to Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo had to give up $300 million in a landslide lawsuit because of a red line of blacks and Mexicans and my Asian, not Asian, but black and Latinos.
Hmm.
So it's a lot that you. Well, I want to say this though, because I know we're getting short in the press time, and we're gonna get Brother Jackson this time. I think as all of us, this is the best thing we can do. All of us know somebody that needs some help, and many of us we've been seeing some little boys, some little girls that we know. Well, some little girls fast, some little boys that you know hard headed. Instead of us looking at him and shaking our head and saying, man, he needs some help, or he's going to end up this way or end up that way. All of us need to intercede, no matter what the task is. Some of us like, I don't want to put up with that headache. But that headache will wind up either making you or breaking. Because if you're going to take taxes out, just lock him up, or you're going to be able to help him, or if they're going to have somebody, he might end up at your door or in your house kicking your door in. So either way, it's going to help. Are you interceding? Then that will help in that process. I think we all know somebody that need us. And sometimes it gets burned out because you're like, it's just too much every time I turn around. But if you know somebody and you come across somebody that you know needs you, we got this. It's our responsibility. We are here to serve God's people. We ain't on our time.
Absolutely.
The minute that we've been under the minute that we grasp that and know that it ain't about us, that's when your blessings come. Because you ain't looking for it. You're looking to help change somebody, brother. I understand
Absolutely.
That. For me, as long as I help God's people, God always take care of me. I ain't ever had to want for nothing.
Amen.
That's right. There you go.
Success for me is not having $150,000 car and a big mansion. I have a nice small house. But guess what? My wife making peace and blessings in there. So when I walk in my
Lord,
every day after a hard day at work, I walk into heaven right now. I don't have to
glory.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So that's my success is seeing others. I help change other people's lives. That's my success. My success ain't bound on how much money or the things I got. Because can't none of that go with me when God say it's about that time.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
So that's what I want to leave with my brothers. I thank you. I listen to so much wisdom tonight, and I appreciate each and every one of you brothers on here. I look forward to having more forums like this where we can talk all the time. But I'm going to pass my time over to Brother Jackson and let him in because I know our time is short, brother. But I love you, brothers, and I can't wait till next Monday we can talk some more.
All right,
amen.
Brother. Peace and blessings,
amen.
Brother Jackson.
Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, it's like we got to come together as a people. We got to unify. You know, we got to go back to that mindset. It takes a village to raise a child.
Yes, sir.
You know, we got to have love, compassion. We got to, you know, it's different than when we were coming up because when we were coming up, if we did something and Miss Josephine crossed the street she had the right to do whatever by any means necessary, knock you right upside your head. But now, you know, we still got to have that village mentality, but we got to change the method. But the message got to remain the same. You know,
yes,
the message got to remain the same because you can't just talk to children, you know, some people children in any kind of way without here they come with the nine. You know, you can't put your hand on them because here they come on
right.
the clown. But we still supposed to yet show that love and compassion and with a boldness, regardless of the repercussions. We got to stand on God's word and we got to be helpers one to another, like the brother said earlier. It's not about what we accumulate on this earth because we can't take it with us. It's about sharing. It's about meeting the needs of other people. It's about, you know, showing that I'm here for you. And for real, it's not just talk. But we got to unify. We got to come together. We got to go back to that village, the raising the child, you know. It's real out there. It's real out there. And some people just need to know that there's some great people still in this world that's willing to go beyond and help and meet that need. We got to keep them hopeful. We got to keep them hopeful. And knowing that it's not about me, it's all about Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
It's all about Jesus.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Pastor Gant.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We hear you.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Well, we're living in some exciting times, gentlemen. I'm just excited about that. But, you know, we have this concept that you know, and I heard what the gentleman was saying about us reaching out to our young people and stuff like that, and I'm gonna have to tell y'all what my pastor taught me a long time ago, and I want to share that wisdom because once I put it out there, you know, you all as pastors, you all as leaders, can talk to the young men that's under you. That you can train them up in the way that they should go.
Amen.
So, you know, a lot of people seem to think that it's the pastor's job to get out there and to win souls to Christ and to bring people in and do this and to
and to bring the members in and all that. Well, it is not the pastor's job to do that. Sheep, remember this, sheep beget sheep. I'm going to say that to you again. Sheep beget sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's up to us to teach and train our members, to teach and train our people how to witness, how to conduct prayer meeting at their house, how to conduct outreach in their community, and the sheep beget the sheep.
Hmm.
We don't beget the sheep. The sheep beget the sheep. Okay? And if you want your church to grow, you have to teach them to witness. You have to teach them to minister. Every one of them is an extension of you. And they will bring the flock. They will bring in the people. Because if you put yourself out there, man of God, y'all listen to me close now. If you put yourself out there to be dealing with the wayward children, dealing with the wayward young girl, the devil is going to set us up.
Amen.
And he's gonna trap you in there. Even if they lie on you, which I've been lied on many a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the enemy will set a staff for you. No, sheep beget sheep. Sheep beget sheep. Okay? Not the pastors. Pastors, we lead, we are the shepherds. Shepherds do not beget sheep. Sheep beget sheep. It's your job to shepherd the flock of God.
Sheep.
So that's what you have to do. You have to train them on how to witness, on how to get out there and beget the sheep. All right, brother.
Amen. 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 I want to say before we get out of here, listen, I'm going to leave with this one. First Peter 2:9. We're royalty, y'all.
Amen.
We're original. We the first man on earth. We are chosen people. God say we are chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, you know, that we may declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light. We all have walked in darkness, you know what I'm saying? But now we walk into his marvelous light. We walk with light.
Sir.
We are his light on earth. So you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
that's who we are. You know, and we there every day. You know, Ski said something very powerful. He said, you know what I'm saying? We ain't on our time. We on his time. Once we clocked
Amen.
In and accepted him, we clocked in for life. We on his time
Amen.
For life, for the rest of our life. And that's who
yes,
we
sir.
Work for. That's who we serve. And we serve
yes,
him
sir.
For his people. And that's what we do. And that's what we got to do. Because that's what we chose. We had a choice to make. And that's the choice
Amen.
We made. We made that choice. So, gentlemen, that's what we're going to do for the rest of our lives. And obviously, you know, we enjoy doing this because this is what we do.
Amen.
So, brothers, you know, everybody have a blessed evening. Go and bask in his presence. Enjoy the rest of y'all's night. And publicly, I want to say I love you all. And until we meet again, have yourself a blessed evening. Peace and blessings to you all.
Likewise. Peace and blessings.
I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now.
Yeah.
I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been out it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. And it ain't nobody pulling me down, no. Not even no devil pulling me down, no. Cause man, I worship a mountain mover. He done may be a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Shackles on me now, no. Ain't no shackles on me now.
Go.
Wake up and I put my armor on. I do that. by coming bowling before the throne. It's mandatory, my defense is God alone. I feel the spirit, it's like fire in my bones. Don't get me wrong, I go to church a lot, but that ain't the reason for my relationship. But God is just, he brought me through a lot. When that kind of priorities, he on top. And I worship like I'm gone mad. Give it all like the last stand. Threw my past in a trash can. Ain't got nothing to hide like an hourglass. Keep it holy like I'm supposed to. Down for Jesus like a bold fool. God is good to me like soul food. And that's why I love him, I love him so. So I tell him ain't no shackles on him and down, no. No. Ain't no shackles on him and now, no. Free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see, cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. I'm radical, can't help that I'm teed up. Been a bounce bad like a re-up. And I'm going hard in the pain, and I represent the stain like a crypto and seize up. Light of the world, people need us. Yeah, it's in the scripture, people need us. But the thing is, when they see us, they don't really see us. They looking at Jesus. And he said that if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I looked at my cross and now I'll pick it up. And I'ma follow him all the way to the end with a grin. Cause I know in the end that I win and I'm in. Cause he saved me from sin and he's seated on the right hand. I lifted up and he's living in me. Can't you tell that I'm free? Ain't no shackles on me down, no. No. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Bring back to my memory what he done told me. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see. Cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. No. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. No. And it ain't nobody holding me down, no. No. Not even no devil's on me now. No. Cause man, I worship a mountain mover. Oh. He done made me a valley walker. Oh. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Oh. Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back the mind memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles on him and down, no. 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 Ain't no shackles on him and down, no. No.
It's time for Breaking Chains with the Rotten Apples, where we will have open dialogue with our youth on issues of personal.
Young Adults Talk, Rotten Apple Production.
Good morning. Have been sleeping for too long, I'm yawning. Everybody talking, trying to see me. Disbelief like, hey, breathing, he was 6 feet deep. Oh. What you say? Hold up, shut your mouth. Dead man can't holler, what you talking about? Cause what you through that door, it ain't no walking now. But let me take you back in time, am I talking now? Oh, I know. know you smell it in the air. Cause I've been in the grave for too long, I swear. People crying, I miss it. Old bitch, where it been written? My face pale, they can't tell your boy back to your instant. Tulsa called a preacher, he's so gone. It's over, can't nobody reach him for so long. Ain't a whole long before you're crying right now. Heard somebody come and saying something, then it's come out. Have to bet the grave the morning. Have been sleeping for too long, I'm yawning. They bury me in black suit, black tie. I'm alive and I woke up looking fly. So from now on, from now on, you can call me Lazarus. From now on, you can call me Lazarus. From now on, you can call me Lazarus. From a dead man walk, Lazarus. From now on, you can call me Lazarus. From now on, you can call me Lazarus. From now on, you can count me Lazarus. From a dead man,
walk. They got a missing person report and they can't find the body. Let them tell the story, I was shot up at a party. Or was I high speeding on a bike? Head on to a truck, high speeding through a light. You can tell it any way you like. In story, homie, I was raised up by the Christ. Dead man, walk. Green mile. Go and check my grave, it's been cleaned out. Now come and look into my eyes, bro. You can see the fire, go and tell them I'm alive, bro. Full of power like a wire, bro. God connected to me like some cables and I fired up. Dead men don't talk, tell lies or truth. Dead men don't walk. So what that means for me is that they signed off on my death warrant, but I was raised for it dried off. Oh.
Have to bet the grave the morning. Have been sleeping for too long, I'm yawning. They bury me in black suit, black tie. I'm alive and I woke up looking fly. So from now on, from now on, you can call me Lazarus. From now on, you can call me Lazarus. From now on, you can call me Lazarus. From a dead man walk, Lazarus. From now on, you can call me Lazarus. From now on, you can call me Lazarus. From now on, you can count me as a rush. From a dead man walk.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.